This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller, and today I'm with Sean Wilson, who's the Vice President of Client Solutions at SMP. Sean, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Doug.
Well, Sean, today we're going to be doing part two of our five-part podcast series. Our topic today is conferencing, and we're talking about conferencing within the context of UCaaS and cloud communications. First, Sean, before we get to that, what is SMP?
Yes, so SMP is an IT solution provider. It was founded in 1997, and we serve clients both nationally and internationally and focus on cloud, data center, networking, security, and collaboration solutions.
So, you know, Sean, it's amazing that whereas WebRTC was the sort of obscure technology and no one had heard of it and not too many people were really using it, in a flash, WebRTC is all over the place and people are conferencing all over the place. So I have to ask, as we talk about conferencing, why SMP and why Cisco WebEx?
Yeah, thanks, Doug. And certainly conferencing is just catapulted, right? And in the multi-vendor world due to the pandemic, driving new solutions into the end users that we work with every day. Cisco WebEx still is the largest conferencing platform in the world, purpose-built for enterprises and businesses across the world. But with multi-vendor conferencing being as important as it is now with the likes of Microsoft Teams and Zoom, for example, SMP has had to shift in how we go to market there. We're a big AV provider, so we pride ourselves on being able to take care of organizations end-to-end when it comes to not only standing up the back-end IT side of collaboration and conferencing solutions, but also helping them design their spaces, implement the spaces, and managing them thereafter. Because of the multi-vendor world in conferencing is so prominent now, we are designing solutions from the mobile device to the boardroom to support all platforms. All right, so when we get into the endpoint section a little further down the road, we'll talk about what we do in that regard.
So, Sean, it sounds like there's much more to conferencing than just having everyone just show up to some Zoom meeting.
So much more, exactly, yes. So the software side of the conferencing platform is one thing, but a conferencing platform that is built on open standards that supports the ability to integrate and interact with people using whatever they want to from a device or interface perspective is huge. This is one of the reasons why WebRTC took off in the way that it did, because it was open standards. But there is so much more to conferencing, and user adoption ends up being one of the biggest pieces of that as well. If folks don't know how to use the software applications, it can result in clunky, disjointed experiences.
And that's really part of the promise of UCaaS as we're going through our podcast series, is that the technology available, especially at remote sites where people might be working or maybe patients calling in on a telehealth call, all that technology must be in all shapes and sizes.
It definitely does. We need to have solutions that we design and implement for our customers that can allow them to be as flexible as they possibly need, not just to collaborate internally as an organization, but to be able to service their customers and partners.
Well, Sean, I want to thank you for joining me today and doing this brief podcast on conferencing. Where can people learn more about the SMP conferencing story?
Sure, they can go out to smp-corp.com. And if they go under what we deliver, so heading across the top of our webpage, and go into our collaboration page, there's a wealth of information there around what we deliver from a conferencing and UCaaS perspective.
So our next podcast in this five-part podcast series will be on Contact Center. Don't miss it. But for now, Sean, thank you very much.
Thanks again, Doug.